Hi there. The word for you today is be holy. In 1 Peter 1 verse 15, he writes, be holy in all you do. Now let's be honest. Holiness is not a subject we hear very much about these days. So what does it mean to be holy? Well, first, let's understand what it doesn't mean. It doesn't isolate you from the world. It actually insulates you against the negative influences of the world. And it's not a scorecard for deciding who's close to God and who's not. It's having a heart that's aware of your own shortcomings and praying like the psalmist David with a spiritual hunger as the deer pants for streams of water. So my soul pants for you, O God. Holiness means to be set apart in a special and exclusive way, as in Holy Communion, where the bread and wine are set apart from everyday use to specifically honor Christ's death, or holy matrimony, where a couple promises to be faithful to each other, to the exclusion of all others. Chuck Swindoll writes, and I quote, when I was a young husband serving in the Marines, 8,000 miles away from my wife, I knew Cynthia existed. I could read her letters and occasionally hear her voice on the phone, but I couldn't see or touch her. I'd only the memory of our standing together 3 years earlier before God and a minister had pronounced us husband and wife, setting us apart exclusively for each other for the rest of our lives. We were wed in June 1955, but regardless of how long it was, we stood together and committed ourselves to a holy intermingling of our lives. To be intimate with another woman would break that holy relationship, that exclusive oneness. Remembering that has helped keep me faithful while we were apart those many months, and it still helps 41 years later. And that's a great illustration of what it means to be holy. It means to belong exclusively to the Lord.